Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
You bet. Thank you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Love me do, I think it was, but from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit, and everything's all right.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Thank you to Trevor Loudon. That was fun coming on. And I'm always interested in what research he's doing, yeah. You know, and on who, because he actually nails down a lot of the individuals in government. And so it's always interesting to listen to him. And then, of course, make sure you go over to Balance of Nature and order up. Balance of Nature is just an awesome supplement. You'll love it. It's only just 3 capsules of veggies and 3 capsules of fruits a day. And you're eating 31 fruits and vegetables over 11 servings. And let me just tell you, you're not going to eat that. And our food supply is in trouble. Luckily, they are able to cultivate the fruits and vegetables for this food supplement in the best way possible, which is no chemicals, none of the screwing with this, no GMO. And you get just those healthy fruits and vegetables. And so make sure right now, while you have access, make sure that you can, I'd buy some extra. Actually, have it on your shelf. I really would. It'll keep. Mm-hmm. But go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You know I won't talk about something on the show unless I love it. And I am telling you, the Balance of Nature, you need to have this supplement every single day. And if you are having some health problems, I would triple up. I would triple it. Welcome back to the show. You know what? We'll take a caller. Sure. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be with you on the radio. I listened to President Trump's speech mm-hmm. on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. I really thought that he might do a Patriot Party. I don't think he's going to get anywhere by cleaning out the GOP because not enough people vote in the primaries, and he's just going to run up the same wall if mm-hmm. he runs in 2024. What do you think?
You know, I think enough people turned out. I think that they had enough election fraud to absolutely come out with the outcome they wanted. Now, I mean, we could go different directions with this, but as far as Trump goes, I like Trump. I liked Trump in office. I actually had zero problem with him being in office. I just think that no matter what, both parties, we had a party that we thought was going to do something when they had the majority and they didn't. And so then they showed their colors again with election fraud, and then they showed their colors again with COVID. So I don't have much faith in the GOP at all.
That's why I was wondering. I'm disappointed that Donald Trump is going to continue to work with the Republicans. By the way, I'm usually anti-third party. They don't work, but if anyone could pull it off, it would be him.
I agree with you. Thank you for the call. I want to get Uncle Milty's take on that, too. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
President Trump mm-hmm. made it very clear that he didn't see any point in breaking up the Republican Party to try to put together a third party. He was much more in favor of keeping the good people in the Republican Party, those of us that live out here in the real world, mm-hmm. not the ones that live in Washington, D.C. Those are the ones that need to be rid of.
Right.
And once we're rid of them, then those of us that live in the real world can get more involved in getting the right platform going.
With the election fraud as it is, this is the outcome forever. I mean, we're not going to change anything unless we can change that. And I don't see a lot of people working on that. Do you?
I don't yet, but I believe that there are. I don't think anybody who seriously believes in the United States of America is going to let that type of fraud happen again. Because if it does, we are done. We are finished. So whatever it takes, that has to be stopped.
Hi, caller. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Great interview with Trevor.
Thanks.
I was in New Zealand in the early 90s.
Mm.
It's really cool. It's like Colorado with an ocean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And the politicians say they were trying to sow division between the Maoris and the white people.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's the same old playbook.
Yep. It always is, isn't it? It's scary. Same old playbook. Thank you. Yeah, it is the same old playbook.
Well, it's about time we catch on to the same old playbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason, as Trevor said, we had 75 million people vote for President Trump.
Right.
So they cheated by a few million, and he didn't win. That's still 75 million people still voted for him.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And if they start working together, we can save this country.
Yeah. It was interesting. I was watching a show and there was this exchange on it. I was watching an old episode of Boston Legal, which was done. This was done in 2008. Okay. This was a conversation they had at the end of the show. I don't know if you guys remember this. William Shatner played the bumbling, you know, but brilliant lawyer, and who was having a little dementia. And then Alan Shore played the conniving Democrat. Okay. Now on the show, Denny Crane or William Shatner was known as the Republican. And Alan Shore was the Democrat. And it was amazing to see this writing and how much disinformation, misinformation, straight out lies, and just insane manipulation of us, the masses. Because this is before I got into politics, and I used to watch the show. Let me give you this exchange of how they paint the Republican and Democrat Party. Okay, here you go.
Don't be silly. I'm sure you're a little crazy. I happen to agree with a lot of what Randolph said in his closing. People in this country got to sacrifice more.
Is that why you're flying commercial and not taking your Gulfstream?
It doesn't do any good to sit back and criticize.
Sometimes it does, Denny. Sometimes the most patriotic thing you can do is criticize. Liberty in this country was founded on that very ideal. How did it happen that dissent became some form of heresy?
Well, I'm all for dissent, but I'm sure I'm right.
Denny, I'm not sure I've ever told you this, but I truly love America. I would never consider living anywhere else. But this country's 200 years old. It's a work in progress, especially lately.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants. You get to change one thing. What is it?
Get rid of all stores that end with Mart.
Besides that?
One change. Well, first, I'd like to stop people from passing off narrow-mindedness and intolerance as family values.
No. That's political. It doesn't count. Name a change that relates to this issue. Government technology.
I made that suggestion in court. Hire the geniuses, not the guy who's got the best lobbyist or the rich friend who will take you to his quail ranch and let you shoot him. Hire the thinkers.
The Steves.
For a start, instead of every Tom, Dick, and Brownie, let's turn our visionaries loose. At the very least, we'll be rid of those stores where you can buy both meat and CDs. What would you change?
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
This country works out. You Democrats don't want to admit at all. I'm not saying there aren't kinks. Foam chips on the occasional spacecraft. We start the odd war on false pretenses. But by and large, America works. That's why I'm completely nuts about it.
It was interesting how they painted that. Did you catch all that?
Mm-hmm.
He basically painted Republicans as intolerant and horrible and bigots. And they actually missed the whole thing. He, the Democrat, thought he was the hero, right? I love America, so I'm dissenting. Even though they don't really dissent about getting us into back to the Constitution. It was all about staking the claim politically. They turn the Republican into, well, I just like it the way it works. I'm not fighting for anything. The manipulation in media was one thing I wanted to turn everyone's attention to, because the way we've been manipulated, the way they painted this in mainstream TV, and the author of that, David Kelly, the writer, wrote many of the series we watched in the 90s and in the 2000s. Yep. Okay. So the right, it's very off. The whole thing is very off. It doesn't go to any core principles or issues or anything. It's an interesting turn on what a Republican is and what a Democrat is. It was very weird. Yeah.
I kind of looked at it like pablum for new people getting into politics.
Yes. Yes. In fact, they were talking about a case in which Homeland Security put Denny Crane on a no-fly list. Okay. And he wasn't supposed to be there. And the whole defense for Homeland Security was, you have to just be a good citizen and sacrifice as an American and deal with it. Well, they went on the offense and said, why should we have to deal with it if you have technology? So instead of going back to the principle of no due process to be on a fly list, they painted the whole thing about, well, why doesn't the Homeland Security just up their technology and we'd all be fine? See? The manipulation.
Yeah.
And the painting of the parties. And then you can understand why these Democrats feel the way they do, why the Republicans get painted into a corner of bigotry, because the entire show shows conservatives as the most awful people on the planet.
But in those days, it was done with a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's done with a lot of hatred.
You're right. You're right. The stuff they say on the show, the things they call people on the show, was amazing. You could not do that in today's terms. But what's really sad is the miseducation of people all along the way, even using humor. But I mean just the flat out miseducation. Not one moment was ever really taken to talk about a principle or why we are the way we are. It was always the low hanging fruit, or it was always turning the attention to something that really didn't matter as much as the core principle. The high tech didn't matter as much as Homeland Security doing what they do to us as citizens without due process. And it really wasn't brought up. As much as they wanted to sit on Sanctimonious Hill, they really didn't ever go there.
Nope.
So we were all sort of raised on this junk of this miseducation. And now we're at a point where a lot of people go, well, a good citizen means you don't say much. You just go to the voting booth in 2022 and you vote better. And that's why I brought this up in the first place. What does being a good citizen mean anymore? I don't know what it means, because a good citizen now puts on a mask for no apparent scientific or medical reason, even hurting their own health, because we are going to see cancers cropping up here a couple of years. I do believe Dr. Judy Mikovits on that. And then also we have all this election fraud. Nobody wants to say anything because we want to be a good citizen. What do you do, right? What do you do as a good citizen to call out this major fraud we're not allowed to call out?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Joe, you know,
right?
We're being lied to every day by our government.
Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Kate, it's really nice to talk with you.
You too.
I have two things I want to say really quick.
Sure.
Number one is I listen to you every day, and one of the things I find is that we really need to get our radio stations with more power. I can't believe in the area, whether it be Hurricane or St. George, that I have to drive around and turn left and or park just to hear you and your guest.
Yeah.
So, and I found that a little bit with Rush and some other channels.
Mm.
It's really something that people are missing because that's our only network to get the message.
Sure. What was the second thing? Yeah, I'll take that into account.
And then the other thing, I heard your last guest talking about China, which scares the hell out of me. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I just really,
scares me too.
I just worry about this really bad, and I think this whole vaccine thing is so covering so many darn bases that now they're going to, when he talked about the military is the only one standing up for us, they're giving them vaccines too.
I know.
So
I know.
I just don't, I feel so
terrifying.
Terrifying. You know, where it would be great if you had one or three or five focal points.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is just a whole barrage of a nightmare. that yeah. like being grabbed by an octopus, you know?
Right. I'm with you. We have to cut to a break, but thank you for calling. I really appreciate that. I'll probably address some of that when we get back, but yeah, I'm with you. It is horrific. He was talking about Chinese invasion, you know, those leaked documents in the previous hour, and boy, yeah, a lot hits home.
It's not going to be pretty or fun.
Mm-mm. But we can get through it.
But we can do it.
We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas.
Hi there, welcome back. We'll take your calls. Oh, boy. We will definitely take your calls. 888-673-1450. Make sure and get over to MyPillow.com and order the products you know you're going to buy or give as gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or whatever. They have so many awesome things on this site. I can't even tell you, MyPillow. But Mike Lindell and I have partnered, and it will help the show. And it will also help Mike do what he's doing. And the movie Absolute Proof, go check that out. But his website is full of wonderful products at the best price. And I know other outlets sell MyPillow. Don't go to those jerks. Go right to the website. And then you can help out me, the show. You can help out me and Uncle Milty. You can also help out Mike Lindell. So it's a threefer.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then plus you're getting great products.
I've never heard a bad word about one of his products.
Yeah. In fact, it can stop that blue pillow of MyPillow can help with snow. I'm not going to say stop because maybe you don't have the exact same experience, but it can sure help with snoring. I'm telling you that much. Make sure that you order the blue one on the MyPillow. But the outlets that sell his products don't have a lot of the options that you can get on the site.
Right.
And he has so many wonderful things. He's kind of combined the best of all the products and put them on his site as far as sheets and absorbent towels and all kinds of things. It's a great place to go, but you can help us out and help him out at the same time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know if I snore because I'm single.
Okay.
And there's nobody to complain about it.
Well, good.
However,
not even the dog complains.
Two of them.
Okay. All right. See?
Yeah, I got one for myself and one for a friend. Yeah, I want to support the guy. I heard your interview with him, and he's great. I like that man.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. No. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I better hit a couple points really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
One is my son castigated me for not following you up on one thing,
okay.
Which is. And I said, well, I couldn't. The call had ended before she mm-hmm. said it. It was that your dad went to Allegheny
in
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Well, it's almost got to be the same college where I got my bachelor's in biology.
I'm sure it is. There's only that one. Yeah.
Close to the Ohio border, right?
Yep, yep. Allegheny.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. That's the main Allegheny college around here.
Good.
What else? I wanted to, this is consistent with what you were talking about early in this hour. I heard another interview last night, and there's a guy called the Precinct Project.
Mm-hmm.
He says the way to take back the Republican Party and then America, and I don't know, I'm kind of with you that I think the Republican Party, the brand is finished.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, however it's done. He says you have to be a precinct committeeman, and I'll tell you his name if you're interested.
Yeah, email me the name, but yeah, that sounds interesting. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's Dan Schultz. He's got a plan for it. He's got a whole plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. I like it. Thank you. You know, we really do have to get busy. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much, really. Yeah, we've got to get busy. But it's like what I was trying to say with the Boston legal clip. We're so ill-informed that it's difficult to come together on the same foundation. Because... If everybody's foundation isn't what we're fighting for, the clear goal of what we're fighting for and what we want to have back, then it's going to be very difficult to do it, even if we're in a mass group.
Yeah.
Right? And this is why we spend so much time on education, on so much time on principles, and have Chris Ann on, and we're constantly talking about these principles. It's like the Roe versus Wade thing. People still in this country think that it was a federal law. It wasn't.
The thing that I think people really need to mm-hmm. be aware of, mm-hmm. that you have to understand this. We are at a point where if you agree we're fighting for the future of our country, then we're not going to be able to do that and come out the other side with two Mercedes, a 36-foot boat in the yard, an 8-bedroom house. Things will change some.
Yeah, you're right. And here's the thing. When I was listening to this Homeland Security case on TV, right? And you know the writers are very liberal, okay? But they kept the Homeland Security take was, you know, you're the good citizen and you keep sacrificing. It's never the government sacrifices. Only you, the citizen, gets to keep on sacrificing, keep on. And so it was interesting to listen to that sort of explanation as to why you just have to put up with all the things you're putting up with right now. In Biden, puppeteer Biden's America, it's you have to put up with the person that has the mic that's the crazy, trying to cancel culture and everything else. You have to be the good citizen, just put up with it, and you have to take the sacrifice always, the COVID sacrifice, right? You're just always the person that just has to deal. But that's not true. When we came to this country, we weren't worried about being the good citizen. We were worried about the principles of taxation. We were worried about the principles of religion and being able to do what you do in the comfort of your own home. That's what we were worried. We weren't worried about the good. When did we shift everything to the good citizen? Am I being a good citizen? Is this a good citizen? Do I fall in line enough? When did we turn into that?
We were manipulated into that when the House of Representatives and the Senate decided to start voting themselves raises while they had us arguing over whether we wanted a minimum wage of $7 an hour or not.
Oh.
That's when it happened. We're arguing over a $15 hour minimum wage, and these morons in Washington are making a couple $100,000 a year.
And they're stealing trillions. And then shoring up future pandemics that they just, know they're coming?
Yeah. But give us that $15.
Right. And so right now you, the citizen, are being told to be a good citizen. You wear the mask. This is how you show care. Well, whatever. I don't agree. I think the truth is how you care about somebody. The truth. And I'm not worried about being the good citizen, because it's crammed down our throats a lot. And law-abiding, good, tax-paying citizen. That was the end comments with the Homeland Security case, the fake case on TV. It was, he's a tax-paying American, so, he should get to fly. But no, it was due process. It had nothing to do with being a tax-paying American. It was having to do with being an American.
Yes.
You have the right, God-given right, to go somewhere. And that shouldn't be hindered, but we're never taught those things.
Yeah.
And our media is not helping.
You actually have the right to go to court and fight your taxes.
Yes, you do.
And so
here we are. And how do we tackle that to come together so we have the same foundation? The Tea Party had a decent foundation, a lot of different, but they also send in people to steer it off course.
Sure they do.
I think they sent in Newt Gingrich to steer it off course.
In Las Vegas, they call them shills.
Yeah. And so how do you come together knowing that? And then how do you come together under that same foundation? It's like even talking about Trump. Everybody's got their own version of Trump and what they liked about him, what they didn't like about him. But honestly, the presidential role isn't supposed to do what we tried to pin on him to do. And Congress wouldn't do it. And the Senate wouldn't do it. And so how are we going to do that with so many of these bought and sold in office? That's the big question. And then how do we get down to this foundational principle? Center. We've lost that. Because I guarantee that when we were fighting the revolution, we weren't really nervous about being the good citizen. In fact, being a good citizen was being a loyalist at the time to Britain, fighting against those that wanted the America.
In the last few decades, President Trump was actually one of the few presidents who didn't try to overreach on presidential power. He wrote very few executive orders compared to many others. He tried to make Congress do their job. He wasn't very successful, but I think hopefully he's learned something.
Well, and it was the people that needed to kick Congress in the rear end and tell them what to do. And Congress is so bought and sold that they didn't care. And that's the other problem. They didn't care. So we have in America, You know, I know a lot of people that feel the way I do about politics. And then you add another layer of Americans that feel like the Republican Party has to be strengthened by better people. Then you have another layer that feels like everything can be done during with an election and still not the attention of the American people, but just the right election. It's like all these different layers of crap, really, crap thinking, because everyone kind of resides in their own layer. And this is a problem.
The only layer there should be right mm-hmm. now is to save the United States of America. Mm-hmm. That's the only layer we need to worry about.
Yeah.
If we don't worry about that, the rest of them don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can't fix it through an election because now we realize that they tipped their hand, right? They don't care about how blatant the election fraud is anymore. So they're not worried about hiding it. When that happened, and I was talking to Trevor on the break about this, when that happened, that was pivotal. It was like, now we're going to show you what we're doing,
yep.
and you're not going to do anything about it. Not you can't, just you're not going to, because the people in charge aren't going to. They're going to tell you they are. They're going to lie to you. They're going to manipulate you. They're going to tell you they're working on it. They're going to tell you they care. But you can see the actions over the words, and you're going to know that they don't. And that's the biggest problem we're having right now, is to identify all that manipulation, take it in, analyze it, and then say, now what are we going to do with that? Because I don't think you can transform the parties. I really don't.
Tar and feather zones.
Tar and feather. I just really don't think you can. And so we're going to all have to come together under kind of a different we're used to working within party framework. Problem is, you got a lot of bought and sold at the top of the party framework.
And at the bottom.
Take it all the different directions. So I'm like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
You have the same party problems yeah. at the bottom of the party right. as you do at the top.
Right. So now what are we going to do? Well, I do know that that God put us in place for a reason to be here at this time. I wouldn't have worked well during the revolution. I am not that kind of gal. I really don't think I could have done much during the revolution. But if we're put into a time like this, maybe the skill set you have or the situation you're in lends to this a little better. And maybe you have skills you haven't even learned yet.
See, and I think I would have done much uh-huh. better 1,000 years from now on Mars.
Really? So I'm glad to be during this time, and it is crazy. And I know that the cancel culture thing is what they want to do is really distract us with this. Not that it's yeah. a total distraction. They really are trying to cancel the yep. culture we had to make it something new that's destructive and horrid.
But they don't want us doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they don't. They occupy our time with that and COVID right now. And when we should be working on other things. And I don't want that to eat up all of our time, because we could have done 15 stories today. There's 15 stories every day that are horrific. They're horrific, you guys. Amazon's changing the arrow because a couple people said it reminded them of Adolf Hitler's smirk. The arrow that curves up, okay? So instead of pointing out what Adolf actually did, we're talking about his smirk? As being offensive, this is the thing to do today?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we keep getting sent over here, right? Squirrel. We keep getting sent over here to do the bidding over here of cancel culture, but we're not going after the whole foundation of principles as much as we ought to be. So that's what we really need to concentrate on the most, and that kind of education. When somebody truly understands it, I use Roe versus Wade a lot as an example. It's a great example. Look around you. How many people think Roe versus Wade was a federal law? We've been sold a box of rocks on that. Each state could say tomorrow could kick Planned Parenthood out and say absolutely no.
Right now.
No abortions, no murder in our state. But if you realize that and you're educated in that, can you really stand by? It's kind of like what Trevor said on the break. Can you stand by and let your conscience not follow that? If enough people in your state knew that, and you live in a conservative state like I do, then why aren't we fighting for that? Why aren't we saying Planned Parenthood out? So it is a level of education that has to happen for people to understand that it's not a federal law, right? Before they'll do something, because then they know they can.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're all about. We've got to concentrate on that. Get away from the party mentality. The party mentality is killing us. It's killing us. Because we think if we just shore that up, and CPAC, like Trevor said, was all about the election, coming up election, coming up election. It's like it's destroying us as a people. Because we think everything's hinging on an election that they blatantly will perpetrate fraud to. So right. why are we, who cares about the election? Because your guy in there, I promise you, is not doing what they said.
No.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this nightmare. So,
I will not comply.
I'm not a good citizen. I don't think in those terms. I don't want to be. That means I'm a complacent sheep nowadays. That's what that means anymore. It doesn't mean nice person, nice neighbor. You know what it means? Complacent sheep. It really does. And that's another memo that we have to figure out, that it is not what it meant 50 years ago. Now it means something way different, and that is not a good connotation of the word, of the definition of the word. Sure, appreciate all your guys' input, truly. And thanks, Uncle Milty. Big thanks to Trevor Loudon as well. That'll be on podcast. You can grab that and send that around. And I'll combine his hour with that first segment so you get that whole thing in a podcast. And then, of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow.